This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers are headed back to the state capitol for a special legislative session later this month to address a budget shortfall and several other items. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The main purpose will be to fill a $1 billion budget gap created when Trump's federal tax bill passed. Meanwhile, Republicans blame Democrats in charge and say they've overspent for years. Governor Polis is also asking lawmakers to delay or modify a new law to regulate AI.
Whether they want to delay it, whether they want to improve it, make it work better, I think there's a number of different ideas. The danger in waiting is that it's scheduled to take effect in February, so the state would have to come up with the money.
Consumer advocates are pushing for the AI law to stay on track and say it's critical when AI makes crucial decisions about people's lives in areas of hiring and banking. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Wildfire smoke, heat, and ozone are making the air quality in Colorado especially dangerous. Colorado University Public Health Professor Kathy Davis says it's not just bad for respiratory conditions.
On a day like today, where you have extreme heat, and you have low humidity, and you have wildfire smoke, you can see exacerbations of chronic health conditions, whether it's congestive heart failure, asthma, COPD, migraine.
She expects a 60% increase in emergency room visits for asthma due to the bad air quality. She recommends staying indoors in a building with air conditioning, checking your air filter, and avoiding exercise during the day. This is CPR News.